Jess in with you this morning. We've seen an incredible amount of rain over the weekend in the Upper Hunter, right along the coast, all the way out to Port Macquarie. There's evacuation orders in place right across the state. This is quite a significant weather event. And joining us to give us some more details, I'm joined by NBN weatherman extraordinaire Gavin Morris. Gav, how are we doing this morning?
I'm tired. I'm ready for some sleep. I want this system now to come to an end. Still 48 hours left in it, though, I'm afraid, Jess.
So what's the latest statewide? What is this system doing right now?
Well, now we're seeing an amazing meteorological event with the convergence of two major weather systems that prove big driving forces for producing rain, in fact, throughout eastern Australia. So we've seen this ongoing coastal event, which has behaved in very unusual ways that we don't regularly see. Typically, we see these kinds of systems form into an east coast low, and they'll focus all of their energy over one particular location. But this one is just created this massive river of rain that extended from southeast Queensland right across eastern New South Wales, reaching Melbourne yesterday. It's all thanks to an incredible weather situation that we have on our hands in a near stationary trough that's been sitting directly over the East Australian Current. The East Australian Current is a large river of warm water that exchanges the warm water from the Coral Sea during this time of the year into the Tasman Sea. So it's very, very warm. And a trough line is where two air masses meet in the atmosphere. And when they meet, they go upwards. So that has been drawing huge amounts of moisture. And that has been streaming it down continuously from the northeast, creating these massive rain bands. Now we've got this inland rain event occurring. Another of our big driving forces is what we call the Northwest Conveyor. It draws tropical moisture down from the very northern parts of Western Australia and the Territory, draws it into Central Australia. And then typically we have an upper-level feature which helps to form a surface low, and that's going to form today over the Murray-Darling Food Bowl. And then these two weather events are going to collide. It's already beginning to occur, and when they do, that's going to exacerbate the likelihood of more heavy, intense rain over the next 48 hours, and that is likely to hit some of the flood-affected areas, but also areas that have not experienced heavy rain so far. So there's plenty left in it, Jess.
So for the Newcastle coastline, for the Hunter area, what are we anticipating? Are we getting a whole lot more rain as well?
Look, you know, we've been extremely lucky because these feeds have been streaming down from the north. So often when that occurs, we see the majority of the rain there get caught on the Barrington's, and that's why we've had the flooding around Gloucester, Bulladilla, around Dungog and Clarencetown. So that is very typical. And what that does, it actually protects the valley. So we get this constant, steady rain, often isolated heavy downpours and intense periods of rain, which has caused localised flash flooding over the last 4 days. So we'll see that occur because now we'll start to see those two systems converge. So therefore, we're also going to see the rain stream down from the northwest. So that wants to come down like over the gap, over the Liverpool Ranges and come down the valley. So that gives also a greater chance of seeing some of those heavy falls. I would expect that we'll see some intense periods locally as we move into Tuesday, into the final day of this system. And then finally on Wednesday, it'll all move through. The sun will be back and it'll be gone.
Mm. It's incredible, the weather in Australia. It's like 0 to 100 and no in between.
You're so right. I mean, yeah, we had the climax of the drought this time, you know, last year. Well, we were starting to see the rain return slowly this time last year. And then we knew that La Nina was building for the summer, and the summer was going to be extraordinarily different. Started out very, very wet in October. Then November was insanely dry for La Nina. That was a record breaker. Never before have we seen a hot, dry November like that during a La Nina period. But then December, the rains returned. And now this is the crescendo. This is the final act of this La Nina. And it'll go down the history books as one of the biggest.
So what are we expecting for winter, that being the case? Is it going to be colder? Is it going to be average?
It should be normal. I'm really hoping for some normality. We move into a neutral phase after this, and it should hopefully be fairly normal. So that means, you know, fairly cool, but average rain, average everything. That's what we need, Jess. Just give us some average for a while.
Just some normal would be great.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll see what happens. Gav, we know you'll keep us posted. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.